Natural selection itself cannot preserve a population. Natural selection is something that is required in order to drive evolution. Natural selection is something that is required, according to an evolutionist, to keep us alive as a population. But the problem is that natural selection itself cannot stop mutations from getting added to populations over generations. What this means is that each generation, we actually have 100 to 200 more mutations than our parents had. Now, these mutations are defined as neutral. However, it still is an alteration of existing information that is functional information. And you have to ask the question, what will happen if we continue having mutations that mix up and scramble information over these generations? All mutations must have some effect, even if that effect is vanishingly small. If you start randomly changing DNA sequences and randomly changing functional information, it is going to, by definition, cause it to be dysfunctional. This is why evolution is false, and this is why creation science is true, because of the fundamental of science, because of the fundamental of what a mutation even is. Mutations building up in populations over generations will cause the extinction of all populations over time that accrue those mutations. This is why creation is true. It shows us that if we go back far enough in time, you would trace back to a single couple with the least amount of mutations, maybe even a perfect genetic code, and that it became imperfect when sin entered in, and mutations have accrued since. Remember, we die from mutations. Yet mutations are supposedly the thing that drives a fish to a fisherman over millions of years, or even a frog to a prince. This is all nothing but fairy stories and fairy tales, but yet people will choose to believe it over thus saith the Lord. These are interesting facts that I think we always need to remember, and they are basic truths of science. Mutations actually cause information to get worse. It is defined, a mutation itself is defined as an error. So according to evolution, by all these errors and all these mistakes, somehow we've become human. Somehow we have become better able to survive in this new environment millions of years after the origin of life. One of the most important things to note is that natural selection may act upon a beneficial mutation, something that would help you survive in a different environment. But at no point in history or in the present or even in the future will you see a group of beneficial mutations that will change an organism into a completely different type of organism, from a family to a different type of family. It just doesn't happen. Dogs will always produce dogs, cats will always produce cats, and we did not all descend from a common ancestor. The reason that people believe that we actually descended from a common ancestor is because we share similar DNA with that of chimps and other creatures. Now, this is just proof of common design, not common descent. Common design means that we are all on the same playground. We are all on the same planet. And so therefore, since we're all in one environment, it would make sense then that the Creator would design us with similar strands of DNA. And sure enough, that is what we find. But this does not mean that we all descended from a common ancestor and that mutations are what brought us up to where we are today. It is absolutely false on absolutely every level, and it is easily falsified when you point out the definition of what a mutation even is. Remember, these are the things that supposedly make an organism better in evolution. Yet these are the very things that actually cause us to die. We die from mutations. And if we are becoming more multiply mutant per generation, over time and over generations, it will only cause extinction. This is why evolution is not true. This is why creation science is the best alternative for people that are looking at the other side. Despite the fact that mutations will cause all populations to go extinct over time, and that we cannot survive as a population when these things are getting added into the genome, evolutionists will still claim that natural selection will somehow preserve us. But this is absolutely false, and here's why. Because natural selection itself can only select away a certain amount of mutations. It cannot select away all of the deleterious mutations that are getting added into these systems over these generations. What that means is that natural selection can only slow down the deleterious information getting added in, but cannot halt the deleterious information from getting added in to these generations. So this is why evolution is false. This is why creation science is fact and is true. It is based on what we know, not what we think we know, but what we know. You see, evolution is based on inference. It's based on, well, if changes over time can get added up, you'll change from a fish to a fisherman over generations. It's false. If you add deleterious information over time to populations, it will only cause the extinction of those populations as they go downhill and not uphill. Why would they go downhill? Once again, because a mutation is going to cause deleterious information to get added. Remember, these are errors getting added to populations over generations. Folks, this is why our side is so powerful, and this is why evolutionists and atheists, they fail every time, because their theory itself is based on fiction films rather than reality. Think about it. They think that we evolved from a sponge, like somebody off of SpongeBob SquarePants. They think that your ancestor was that of a fish, just like off of Mr. Limpet. Mr. Limpet said, I wish I were a fish. Well, according to evolution, we all were fish millions of years ago. Many people today think that we have an ancestor like that of Curious George, that our ancestor was a literal primate that had to slowly evolve, and over generations, Lucy, Australopithecus afarensis, all the way up the chain to where we are today. Now remember, the reason that things like cancer exist is because of mutations. The reason that autism exists is because of deleterious information, these mutations that are getting added into populations. Think about Down syndrome. Down syndrome was caused by a mutation, a group of mutations that got added to populations and caused deleterious information to get added that we were able to see with our eyes and verify. So this proves that we did not start off as goo. This proves that we did not start off as a rock. And yes, that is what evolution teaches, is that we all descended from rocks. The granite rock had chemical elements inside of it. And when it was raining for 2 million years, that those heavy chemical elements were eroded from the rocks, and then we evolved from those heavy chemical elements. That means that we descended from rocks, according to these people. Yet they will deny the fundamental of their faith because they don't want to admit how stupid it sounds. To say that your ancestor was a rock while mocking the idea that we all descended from a single set of parents, that requires a great amount of primitive superstition. To make fun of the idea that it could rain for 40 days and 40 nights while believing yourself that it rained for 2 million years is a perfect example of the fallacy of false equivalence. Flinging your own poo onto the Christian. When you're not able to defend your position, you may fling your own problems onto Christians. I've seen it many times. I've been in debates where this has happened over and over and over again, and they will repeat and regurgitate things that they've been told that are false. And if you're an evolutionist, I would encourage you to watch my videos because they explain why evolution is not true. And if you are open-minded to the idea of God and creation science, then I would encourage you to actually watch these videos with an open mind. I can actually show you why evolution is false, what it teaches, and why it is not true. And to any critics out there who would challenge these ideas, remember, I have debated many of them. I've debated PhDs on this matter of evolution and old earth creationism, and it is false. It is not true. It is not based on science. It is based on opinions of men and the wisdom of this world, which is foolishness with God. God bless.